Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, welcome back in. It is that time again, a time that has been very fruitful for one member of the PM team and a bit more of a struggle for the other two. It is time for PM team picks. Donnie Football, Chris Muller here, Andrew Filippone there, which is in a car traversing on an interstate heading to the Bourbon Trails of Kentucky. Pony without a care in the world or a worry in the world in this contest. He is 44 points in. He has cleared us by an entire set of 10 numbers, Don. You have 29, 15 behind him. I have 28. Only a loss on his money ball prevented Pony from another perfect week.
I'm not kidding. I think we could have given Pony the entire week off here, like 0 points.
And it would have been fine. And we might have been able to do it twice.
He still would have been clearing us by season's end. Like, I don't think he has much to worry about here.
Yeah, this is more of a for me and Donnie kind of situation. So let's
Which is good. You're in rocking chair mode.
Yeah, Pony, you're in rocking chair mode. You're in a car right now. You're barely paying attention. But here we go. First up, Jets, who have won, what, 2 in a row, but Aaron Glenn's mad at everybody about injuries, traveling to New England and Foxborough to take on the Patriots. New England, a monstrous 13.5-point favorite, Pony.
It's like the old days when they would win every game they played against the Jets in that playoff game in 2010. It is big, the number, but New England's on a mission here. They are trying to not only win the AFC East, but lock up that number one seed. I don't trust Justin Fields in a road spot. And I think Drake May is on a collision course for possibly the MVP. So I think that the Patriots will score enough points to cover. I think the Jets will be held probably under 13, and that's why I will lay the points 13.5 with the Pats.
Don?
Folks, I just want everybody to give themselves a hand because we allowed the New England Patriots to do this again. The Patriots, who tortured pretty much everybody's franchise, especially if you were a pretty good team in the AFC throughout the 2000s and the 2010s, they're right back to being a great football team and perhaps an MVP-level quarterback again, which you could also chalk up to what happens if you're actually bad every now and then. I don't know. We wouldn't know here, I guess. I think they're going to pummel the Jets. I would like to think, man, monstrous number, division game. The Jets will keep it close. You know, as much of a Justin Fields fan as I am, I just don't think they're keeping it close in this game. Give me New England minus the big number.
I'm going to prevent the kiss of death here for the Patriots and actually take the Jets. The Jets' special teams were the only reason that they won last week, a kick and a punt taken back for scores. But I got a weird feeling they're going to be frisky. Aaron Glenn's kind of a maniac right now, and maybe, you know, is wearing out his welcome very quickly with the New York media. But I feel like having a little bit of maniac in you helps you in this game if you're him and if you're the Jets. So I don't think the Jets are going to win this thing. The total is not that high. It's 42.5. I don't think the Jets are going to get their doors blown off this badly on the Thursday night game. So give me New York. I'll take the humongous number plus 13.5. Don, we trap maybe an NFC title game preview, depending on how things shake out. But these certainly look like the two best teams in football, not just the NFC right now. Seahawks at the Rams. Rams a 3-point favorite. They don't really get a de facto home field bump out there. They're more popular than the Chargers, but it feels like most people would say this is a pick 'em if it's on a neutral field.
Yeah, I mean, and I would think that, you know, there are going to be plenty of people from Seattle that make the somewhat easy trip, and, you know, a little bit south to go to this game. And, I mean, I bring this up every week when we have the Seahawks on the docket. They're a great team. Like, they look like a legitimately great team. They are a juggernaut on the road. They are a team that they go on the road, it doesn't faze them at all. In fact, they play a whole lot better. I think we're going to get that here. Both teams are very good. I think, Chris, you're right. It could very well be the NFC Championship game, certainly a battle in the NFC West. But I think Seattle can outright win this game, so I will take them getting the field goal.
This feels like a little bit of a midseason statement for me for the Rams. I still think, as great as Sam Darnold has been, and he has been phenomenal, there's still a big dog in this game at quarterback, and his name is Matthew Stafford. He is the best quarterback in the league, completing passes and throwing touchdowns when he rolls out or does design rollouts and boots, and I'm sure Seattle knows that, but I just think McVay and those guys are going to be ready. They delivered a statement against San Francisco, and I think they're going to deliver another one for the time being. I don't think it's going to be a definitive one long term necessarily, but I think for the time being, L.A. delivers a statement. Give me the Rams minus the 3.
I'll take them laying the 3 points too. Sam Darnold last year lost 4 games as Minnesota quarterback. 2 were to the Lions. The other 2 were to the Rams, including that playoff game where he melted down on national television in that Monday night game. So I've liked everything he's done for the most part this year, but I got to see it to believe it in this matchup. I mean, the Rams' pass rush is very, very good with Young and Verse, and so I could see the old seeing ghost Sam Darnold pop up in this game. That's why I'll lay the points with the Rams.
Ravens, 8.5-point road favorites, a.k.a. Cleveland, an 8.5-point home dog at the mistake on the lake with Lamar Jackson's legs being maybe in question due to his practice participation. I'll be quick here. I think the conventional wisdom says one thing. If Lamar is compromised at all and can play but maybe can't play well or can't play his usual style, I think the Browns cover. If Snoop Huntley has to play, I think the Browns cover. Cleveland can still defend the traditional straight-up running game for most teams. Dylan Gabriel stinks. The Ravens' defense is coming around, but the Browns usually play them pretty tough. I think that'll happen again here, regardless of who's quarterbacking, a gimpy Jackson or his backup. So I'll take Cleveland plus the 8.5 at home.
Back to me. I agree. I like them. I think the Browns' defense will have them hanging around in this game. I think it's going to be a dangerous game for the Ravens. I think it's going to be in the fourth quarter, and they've got a lead, but it's too close for comfort. It's a knee injury for Jackson. It's maybe semi-related to his hamstring, trying to overcompensate. I'm not sure. But either way, I think road games in the division at Cleveland have been a pain in the ass for the Bengals, Steelers, and to a lesser extent the Ravens. But Cleveland usually plays division opponents tough at home. That's why I'll take it.
Don?
I'm going to go with the Ravens minus the 8.5 points. I'm going to take the chances of Lamar Jackson maybe being a bit compromised on the ground. Yeah, I mean, in the first meeting, the Browns were able to kind of poke around and poke fun at Derrick Henry, and I think everybody thought, okay, he's about to run for 200 on them, and he had like 20 yards in the game. The Ravens won it going away in the end by 3 touchdowns. I don't know if it's that much of a gap in this one. But Baltimore is coming around as a team. I think they're bound to score either a special teams or defensive touchdown in the game as well, because Dylan Gabriel is beginning to really fall flat there. I will take them laying the 8.5 points in Cleveland.
All right, this one also, I think if you squint, you could also see a possible NFC title game preview here. Detroit, fresh off of getting some playoff revenge from last year over Washington, traveling to Philly, where Pony, the Eagles, coming off of a game that, in classic Philly fashion, left half of their fan base furious, are 2.5-point favorites over Dan Campbell's kneecap biters.
And he's taken over the play calling, and they were great. They scored three straight touchdowns to begin the game. Gibbs had a monster game. They had over 500 yards of offense, I do believe, in that game. So they're feeling themselves going into this game. And conversely, you've got A.J. Brown telling people on the internet to drop them in their fantasy leagues. But I like Philly. I mean, Philly so far this year, they've lost two games, Denver that they blew a lead in, and then the atrocious Thursday night loss at New York. They've won all their measuring stick games. They beat the Rams. They beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. They beat Green Bay on the road last week. I kind of got to see someone knock off the champ before I predict it to happen. It's also a night game. Weather won't be good, won't be horrible, but it's also golf in a hostile environment in like 35-degree weather outdoors. I don't really trust them in those situations. So I'm going to take Philadelphia. I like the line here, only 2.5 points.
What do we call it? Is it the Costanza when you're just really one side and you completely flip all
of
that?
When everything in your being tells you to do one thing, you just inherently, and for no other reason than you've decided to do it this way, do the opposite.
Because that's how I feel about this game. Like, everything in me is saying, man, just pick the Lions. They're getting the points. You think they're the better team. Just take them. But I'm going to go with the Eagles. I'm going to take the team that's at home. And to Pony's point, as the reigning champs, when they have run into another big dog this year, they have almost always taken care of it outside of that big blown lead and the blowout loss. So I will go Philly in primetime at home, -2.5.
Yeah, just when you think Philly is eventually going to start circling the drain, they deliver a big performance. One note about Dan Campbell. Taking over the play calling. He's got a lot of nerd tendencies as a play caller, which is good, and he called a good game. But he was accused by very sharp analysts of doing a little bit of aura and legacy and like lore farming, because he took over just in time to see a horrible Commanders defense and have Detroit run all over them and do whatever they wanted. The Eagles are a lot of things at a lot of different times. A horrible defense is not one of them. It is actually a clean sweep, so maybe if you think we're a bunch of idiots in here, you can go the other way, but I like the Eagles just the same reasons you guys also laid out, -2.5. Moneyball time, that is our most confident pick, and that is why it is worth 2 points. Don?
I am going to go to the Monday Night Football matchup this week. Now, neither defense you can trust any further than you can throw them, but one of the offenses I do like a whole lot better, and that is Dallas. And I'm going to take the Cowboys -3.5. I'm really interested to see, well, maybe I won't get to see it because I'm a YouTube TV guy, what that crowd looks like on Monday night, because it's Dallas fans, it's Vegas as the host city. That'll create, I feel, like a Steelers in LA type vibe for the Cowboys, where it's basically a home game for them. I think Dak has a big game. All of those receivers have big games. And, you know, maybe it's just a ton of...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Points, but I think the Cowboys keep it separated enough to cover that 3.5.
All right, it's me for this one, and I had a couple I was kicking back around, back and forth here, but I'm actually going to settle on one that makes me uncomfortable because it involves a very good, well, at least a team with a very good record getting points at home. But I just feel like at some point there's going to be at least a brief, they've got to stop getting away with it vibe. I'll actually take Kansas City -4 as a road favorite over Denver. The Bo Nix stuff is not good. That is a great, like, capital G, great defense. That's the defense Mike Tomlin thinks that he's got in the building, which he obviously doesn't. They're great, but I've discussed this stat with you, Pony. They are 8-2 and lead the league in punts with 53. At some point, as I just said, they've got to stop getting away with it, and I actually think it's going to be here at home in a big 425 slot against a team I still think is better despite being multiple games worse in the standings.
I'll take the game that people are going to be subjected to watch early in the morning but do not have any interest in, and that is Commanders and Dolphins in Spain. Miami is a 2.5-point favorite. Now, what they did against Buffalo got Mike McDaniel doing the worm in the locker room after the game and had them celebrating like they had just won their Super Bowl, because they did. And I think that there's a huge letdown here with the travel. They're starting to think that they're good again, which they're not. And Washington's also, I think, desperate for a win. I think they're still a well-coached team. They can run the ball offensively, even if Mariota isn't at quarterback. And, yeah, I just do not trust the Dolphins, who I thought would have fired Mike McDaniel by now, to win consecutive games and follow up two straight performances. So I'm going to take Washington getting the points there. I think it's 2.5. And
Actually getting 3 on this one, Pony.
Even better.
Yep.
Love it. 3 points with the Commanders because I think they'll win.
All right, last one here, and I think the two of you have to pick it right now because Pony will be drinking bourbon when I make this pick tomorrow. And that is Steelers hosting the Bengals. Steelers, despite having given up 33 points and losing to Joe Flacco, Cowboy Joe Flacco, they are 5.5-point favorites at home. Don, you have first rips.
I am going to maybe surprise you guys, because earlier this week I did say that Joe Flacco would be the better quarterback in the game. I think that can still be true, and I still think the Steelers can win and cover the game, because I think Pittsburgh will be able to get the job done in other ways here. Something that worked out.
Troy Aikman talking about jobs.
Something that worked out very well for them in that first matchup that they went away from for really no reason. They were running the football at an amazing clip. Jaylen Warren, Kenneth Gainwell, hell, even throw Caleb Johnson in, get him in on some of that fun too, because the Bengals didn't have anything to stop them. We had a DD tell us earlier this week, this might be one of the worst defenses I've seen in 2 decades of being on NFL sidelines and covering the league. Pittsburgh can slow the game down a little bit more. Flacco will have to play catch-up ball, but I think the Steelers win this game and they cover, I don't know, maybe something like a 31-24 type game.
Pony?
I think the Steelers are going to cover easily. You know, there's people online saying I should wager a pierced penis on this game. I'm not going to do that.
Prince Albert.
Yeah, I'm not going to go that route. But I actually think that Flacco is going to have a straight-up, flat-out bad game. I think it'll be under 200 yards passing. I think he'll have more turnovers, including fumbles, than he will have touchdowns in the game. I do not foresee Cincinnati averaging almost 10 yards per carry again. And without that kind of running element to their offense, I do actually think the Steelers' secondary will play well. I think Jaylen Warren will go over 100 yards rushing. I think DK Metcalf catches a touchdown pass. Aaron Rodgers will recover from that abysmal game in L.A., and your final score will be Steelers 38, Bengals 3.
Those. It's the same score he predicted when he got his nipples pierced. I'll just point that out. Those are our PM team picks. We do them. The team, the person who finishes first gets to think of a shameful thing that the person who finishes in last has to do to pay it off. You can find them on our PM Team podcast page. Talk to you again next week for picks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.